I want to say one more time, happy Mother's Day to you all. And I am dedicating my sermon this morning to all the mothers in our church and to my own mother as well. Let me tell you a story of my own mother. She was born and raised in Korea in 1920s. She's 92 today, this year. In those days, Korea was under the Japanese occupation. And because she was a girl, her parents never sent her to school for education in those days. In the 1940s, in the throes of World War II, the Japanese occupiers forced many Korean women and girls to serve as comfort women for Japanese soldiers abroad. My mom, who was in her teens at the time, was a perfect candidate for that. Out of desperation, her parents hurriedly married her off to a man twice older than she was, who happened to be my father. Although my father was a gentle and kind soul, he happened to be an alcoholic and diabetic for life. Never violent, yet quite dysfunctional. He often got sick, couldn't hold a steady job, therefore was unable to support the family of six children and his wife. So from early on in her marriage, my mother had to work outside home as a street peddler to begin with for years until she got her own store at a much later time. I don't recall as I was growing up seeing her often at home. She came always late at night. Now, to make a long story short, when my father was killed in an automobile accident, my mother, in her early 40s, was left behind with her six children, ranging from 9 years old to 23, and she remained single. She never got remarried. Now, speaking of a tough life, she had it all. Uneducated woman to begin with, and single mother of six children, and no government welfare system available, and no financial help or even emotional support from anybody. Yet, let me tell you this, she did her best. Knowing the importance of education, she sent her five children out of six to college, and one to graduate school, which is me. Now, she is in her 90s, having 12 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Well, some of you may call her, she had a blessed life. But looking back at my mother's life, I must say, like anyone else, she was never perfect. Like all other mothers, she had her own share of glories and setbacks and joys and tears and weaknesses and flaws, as well as strength. On this Mother's Day, I am thinking of my mother and very grateful to her for all that she had done for me. Without her, I wouldn't be here. And I owe to her many blessings in my life. I'm sure all of you feel the same. I am going to talk about three things that I believe we all owe to our mothers. The first one is life. No brainer, is it? We owe our lives to our mothers. Without our mothers, we wouldn't be here. You know, it's interesting that the Bible calls the first woman, the mother, Eve. That's English word, direct translation of Hebrew word Hawa. Hawa. Which carries the meaning of living. Hawa means living or alive or even life. Sure enough, Adam called the first mother correctly. Mother is the source of all the living. We owe our lives to our mothers. For that alone, our mothers deserve our gratitude. The second thing that we owe to our mothers is nurturing, both physical and spiritual. All the things that they have done, we owe them gratitude. Wouldn't you agree? You know, when we see someone, some people in our lives doing great things for us, we thank them, right? With cards and phone calls and words. How much more we must say thanks to our mothers for all they've done for us. Just in case you are not sure what your mother has done for you, here's a checklist. Mother, as a protector, caregiver, comforter, teacher and counselor, and listener and peacemaker, and the best kind of friend, to name a few. Last but not least, we owe our mothers all the prayers they make on our behalf every day. You see, there was one special day of the year when my mother would call me from Korea. We are apart 7,000 miles away from each other. With no exception, every year on New Year's Day, she called me up. Her time in Korea was 1 o'clock in the morning. My time here at noon. And here's why. She just would have come from New Year's Eve midnight service at church. And then she called me up and said a word of blessing and prayers for the new year. It goes typically like this. Son, may the Lord bless you. Be healthy this year and be prosperous and so forth. I always cherished her blessings. Now she's in her 90s. She can no longer go to the services at night. However, she still does pray and bless me each time I talk to her over the phone. Mothers in our congregation, may I encourage you to keep praying for your children? Pray for your descendants. Pray for their salvation. And pray for the deliverance for their troubles, whatever troubles they may have. Here's why. Because your voice, your heart, and your prayer matter to God and to them, both in this life and in the life to come. Do not deprive your children of your fervent and loving prayers, because they depend on your prayers. Here's a good story. True story, by the way. Of a soldier, Korean soldier, during the Korean War. A battle was going on between two armies, North Koreans and the South Koreans. An entire company of the South Korean army was ordered to charge against their enemy one afternoon. And every soldier, due to the order, jumped out of their trench and started charging forward against their enemy, except one soldier. The private wouldn't budge. He refused to move out of the trench. Instead, he nervously kept looking at his wristwatch. His commander, the officer, yelled at him and ordered him to move. The soldier said, "Yes, sir," yet not moving an inch. He went back to looking at his watch. The officer got really indignant, and he ordered him, pointing the gun at him, "Move or else I'll shoot you." The soldier, with one last look at his watch, sprang out to the battlefield. For the next 30 minutes or so, he fought valiantly and saved many wounded soldiers and led his entire company to victory. Later, the officer was confused and he was curious, and he asked the private what was going on a few hours ago. "Sir," said the private, "my mother always prays for me at a certain time of the day. I knew it was close, so I was waiting for the time to strike, and then I knew from then on I would be under God's protection." Indeed, he was. A similar story is found in today's text. A child under mother's protection through prayer. Here in today's story, you see a non-Jewish, he called Canaanite woman, or Gentile woman, mother, who was treated by Jesus rather poorly. If you put yourself in her shoes, typical American mindset says that, forget it, Jesus. Is that the way you treat me? I'm not going to have anything to do with you. You would run away. Not so with this mother. She didn't actually care. As long as she got what she needed from Jesus, in this case, was the healing of her daughter. You see, her daughter was, I quote, cruelly demon-possessed. Very likely some type of very difficult physical illness. So one day the mother heard of Jesus, the miracle worker, passing by in her town. It was the once in a blue moon opportunity to save her daughter. The mother ran after Jesus and repeatedly begged him to heal her daughter. Of course, at first, Jesus ignored her, kept walking. And the scripture says that he didn't answer a word. Did you notice here in today's text, though, the mother's faith and the way she interacted with Jesus? Did you notice the power of mother's intercession that brought forth a miracle for her child? Have you noticed how it works? This is how it works, folks. Miracles happen through the persistent prayers by a mother. Now, if your son or daughter is in trouble, what are you going to do about it? Or what have you been doing? My recommendation is to be like the mother in the story. Take your trouble to the Lord in prayer, persistent prayer. Now, you may experience Jesus' silence at the beginning, like he did to the woman here. But do not give up. Keep shouting and crying out to him until you get his attention. Ask him to have mercy on you and your child. Let me tell you this. When it comes down to persistent prayer, there's no one else who can do a better job than the mothers. I believe so from my heart. Keep crying out to Jesus. And remember this. If you look at verse 28, the hand of God that delivers the child brings miracles, right? Starts moving only when you move God's heart with your faith and prayers. Jesus wouldn't budge until the woman says, yes, Lord, even the dogs get some crumbs from the table. And Jesus was impressed with her words. And he said, oh, woman, your faith is great. It'll be done as you wish. That's the scripture says. God's hand starts moving only when you move God's heart with your faith and prayers. Abraham Lincoln once said, I quote, no one is poor who has a godly mother. That godly mother is you. That godly mother prays for her child. That godly mother is a woman of faith. Be that woman, be that mother, and be the prayer warrior for your child. Do not make your child poor. Remember, if you don't pray for your child, no one will. About 10 days ago in our church, in this very sanctuary, we had a national day of a prayer. We had about 6 speakers and pastors, and one of them shared a wonderful story that just etched in my heart. A story of a grandfather who prayed for his 46 descendants. I thought, wow, 46 altogether, of course, including children and their spouses and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He would pray for them, every single one of them, every night at 1 a.m., 1 o'clock a.m. When he died, his wife picked up the prayer and keeps praying even today for their descendants of 46 at 1 a.m. When I heard that story, I thought, what a great tradition, what a rich family it is, what a blessed family to have prayers going on every night for every member of the family. As we celebrate the Mother's Day today, let us show our deepest respect and appreciation to our mothers for all the things they've done for us, from life-giving, their faith and spiritual nurturing, and prayers and being there for us. From the bottom of my heart, mothers, thank you. Let's bow our heads and pray. Indeed, mothers, in my humble opinion, and the backbone of the family. Yes, Lord, mothers support and sustain the families, and not just families, but the society and the nations. Today, we are celebrating this Mother's Day to give thanks back to them, acknowledge and appreciate what they have done for all of us. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, mothers. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.